But yeah, I would like to have the group feel that, and I'd like to plant that seed thought in everybody's mind that this is a possibility, that you can feel much more than ascend much higher than we ever have at any of the gatherings before.
Is that feeling cool?
The spiritual fire?
Yeah.
The best way to describe it is as a spiritual fire.
So we can ask for experience of a spiritual fire?
You can ask for it. You won't necessarily get it just by asking alone. But you get it through contemplation. Contemplating what you can do to serve humanity and to be an agent for the forces of light. You'll get that much faster by contemplating that than just by saying, oh God, give me the fire, you know. And what the forces of light are interested in is servants here upon the earth, people they can work with to make change. That's what they're interested in. So if you're willing to be an agent of change, to move people forward, to help fulfill other people's dreams that are good dreams. Okay, that said, we'll do a few things tomorrow that maybe we can make some progress. And the rest of the time tonight, we're going to talk about ways to sort out truth and error. The first thing, it's not even on my list, is you have to make an effort. You have to ask. If you don't make any effort, you're not going to be able to sort out much truth from error. So you have to put yourself in a state of mind where you really want to know, like the story of Socrates where he put the guy underwater and he brings him up and he says, Socrates says, what did you want more than anything? He says, error. And he says, well, when you want knowledge like you had error, then you can be as smart as I am. So we have to hunger and thirst after knowledge and truth. And when we find the truth, we must, or what we think is the truth, we must seek to verify it and seek to be open to change our minds, because the average person is wrong about 50% of the stuff he believes, but how much of what he believes is he willing to change his mind on? Usually zero. For the average person, the thing that will cause him to change his mind will be a lot of pain. And this is why we have to undergo a lot of distress, illness, pain, painful relationships, pain in lots of different areas, because that will make us stop and think about change more than anything else. I think back to painful times in my life, and it did make me stop and think, well, maybe I need to make some changes. Okay, now when we come across things, and on our search for truth, there are a number of guidelines we can go by. Number one, seek out true sources of knowledge. Study and incorporate them into your life. Knowledge dispels error and illusion. Okay, there are certain sources of knowledge that are pretty reliable. You know, certain scientific discoveries that have been proven. For instance, the earth is round, the earth goes around the sun. You know, we only knew this for a few hundred years now. Before that, everybody thought the earth was the center of the universe. Now we've discovered that the earth is not the center of the universe. And it just only 100 years ago we discovered galaxies. We didn't even know there was such a thing as a galaxy. We thought, until recently, we thought all the stars in the Milky Way was all there is. Then they discovered there's all kinds of Milky Ways out there. Then we discovered there's actually billions of galaxies out there. Okay, we know that as absolute fact. We know as absolute fact there's atoms, molecules, there's cells, there's DNA, a whole bunch of things we've discovered that are true. In history, we know there's certain things that are true, but we also know that people put their slant on history. So we have to read history with the fact that we know certain things happened. We know Nixon had to resign because of Watergate. But not very many people know all the details, you know. But we do know certain things are absolutely true. Nixon had to resign because of Watergate. There was a war in Vietnam that was controversial. There's a number of facts about history that are not in dispute. But there's all kinds that are in dispute. And how it's interpreted is in dispute. So anyway, what we do, first of all, we fill our mind with things that are true, to the best of our ability to find. And there's quite a few things that are true that aren't in dispute. So we take all those things that are not in dispute and accept them as fact, but still leave your mind open to the fact that, well, maybe the earth is flat. Who knows? Just like when I come across the Flat Earth Society on the internet, I thought, well, I wonder what their argument is. Would be interesting to hear. So even though I don't give it a chance in a million of it being true, I'm curious about their argument. So I read a little bit about it. So it doesn't hurt, even if something sounds totally ridiculous. I remember on my mission, when I first heard about reflexology, this gal went on and on and on about how touching your feet can stimulate better health. And I thought, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of. But then when I got home, I stumbled across a book on it and read it, and I thought, by George, this gal was onto something. So, you know, if something sounds really crazy, don't just write it off. Check it out. So find the things, find true sources of knowledge to the best of your ability. Second, gather all the information you can about a subject of interest and try to see the principles suggested by the data. Then draw conclusions and run the conclusions past your soul and see if you receive a response. So let's say you want to know if either the Democrats or Republicans are right. So what you do is you gather all the reliable information about it and then see what true principles are at play and then draw conclusions and then run the conclusions by your soul. Okay? And anything else that's controversial. You want to get as much information as you can that's reliable. And then run everything by your soul to see what your soul tells you. And you'll get a feeling about it. Now with politics, which is the big battleground right now, there's so much bias out there. It's really hard for people to run things by their soul without having a tremendous amount of bias attached to it. So, but the main thing in politics is the principle of freedom. And the principle of freedom is a principle that divides light from darkness. The dark side wants to take away our freedom and have us run by a big brother that is telling us what to do in every circumstance and how our lives are going to be governed, what pills we can take, what doctors we can see, what cars we can drive, all kinds of things. The dark side wants to control because the leaders that are aligned with the dark side feel that they know better than the common man what the common man needs. And they can tell the common man, they can direct the common man toward what they want. And that's for their own good. A little bit like the slaves. The South thought they were benevolent in owning the slaves. They really did. They had an honest belief that the slaves just weren't The black race was not intelligent enough to govern themselves. That they needed slavery, and they were doing them a favor by enslaving them. And by enslaving them, they disciplined them and were actually helping with their evolution. That's the way they looked at it. And they thought that slavery allowed them to have greater freedom. So they thought they were fighting for freedom to keep the slaves in place as they were. They saw that as a battle for freedom. And Abraham Lincoln heard this argument, and he says, boy, they have a strange idea of what freedom is, Abraham Lincoln said. Everybody's battling for freedom of some kind, but the people on the dark side is battling just for their own freedom. The people on the side of light is battling for the freedom of the whole. for the maximum freedom for everybody.